Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But speaking of water, there was a day when Pat and I had time.
What was that?
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but I had a chance to go diving, and we were diving in the Gulf of Mexico, and we're not going to talk about Pat chasing sharks. I thought it was pretty major.
But so we can, though. I mean, if you do want to.
Well, it was a Nerf shark. I found out it wasn't really a shark shark.
It was a Nerf shark? It was a toy?
It just sucks like a little nurse. It nurses on things. I thought it was like a doctor or a nurse, but it's just a sucking shark. So it really was.
So it really wasn't like a real shark.
It was like a minnow.
It's like a flounder.
It was a minnow or something like
that.
It was
a goldfish.
Yeah. Anyway, so I wasn't even talking about that. So we were going to go dive
<Thank you. laughs>
by over the barges or something.
I think it was Massachusetts, wasn't it?
No, I don't know. No, because we're following the rope down. The rope was down, the anchor rope we were going down. You never made it down there.
So anyway. Eventually.
So here I am, you know. Here's Pat. He's going to fend off everything. You know, I'm not going to pay attention. He has knives and stuff and all this kind of stuff. And so I'm just going to just go diving with him, and we're going to go down and look at the wreckage or the barge or just some people.
Wasn't this your certification test?
It could have been. Some heap of junk down there on the bottom that we're going down to see. And so so then, you know, what you do is you take the anchor rope and you kind of, like, you're going to hold an arm or something and let the anchor rope go between your arm and your body, so you kind of stay close to it, and you just start, you know, taking your
fins
and just... Just so, diving straight down to to the, you're talking about a leg cramp. We can't get there right now. I'm like, go on without me.
I'll be all right.
I thought if you get bigger fins.
No.
Yeah, if you get bigger fins.
That makes it hard.
You're going to go further. But the thing is, you get bigger cramps.
Yeah, like, a lot bigger.
That's bigger stupidity. I'm like, just go on without me. I got a cramp that won't go away right here. I got a Charlie horse. And so I'm shooting down. I'm not even looking back. I'm just assuming, you know, Pat is down there with me. And if you don't know this or not, when you're going underwater, the deeper you go, you're changing atmospheres. Mm-hmm. Just like you go up into the space, the further you go up, the different the atmosphere. You're getting heavier and heavier in the atmosphere. And so when you go down, it's this exact same thing. And so when you're going down, your oxygen inside your blood vessels, the bubbles get smaller and smaller, and everything gets compressed, and it's... people get the bends by not doing that properly. So you got to adjust when you're going down, and you got your ear pressure and all that. You got to pop your ears and different things going like that. And so I adjusted pretty easily because I was just shooting straight down. The water's nice and warm. It's the Florida coast at that time. And the anchor rope, I'm having confidence because I'm like hooked up to this boat, even though I'm going into the abyss, going straight down, you know, because I'm thinking I got so much tank. I'm going to get there. Where is I going to get there? And all of a sudden, after dodging 10 trillion jellyfish, mind you, everywhere was jellyfish, like 36 inches, 24 inches round. I'm a huge thing everywhere. Yeah. And I was weaving inside of my body. I'm going to die. You couldn't hear me because I had a thing on, but so I was thinking. And so I'm thinking, but at least Pat's with me. You know, at least Pat's with
at
me.
At least
right?
I got somebody with me. I got somebody by my side.
I'm telling you.
In the support.
I'm telling you, he swam with his knife, so I knew something was going to go down.
He's right there with you.
He swam real big with his arm. I'm like, I got to move because he's going to kick me, stab me with a knife. As he's breaking off. Don't bring that up. And so, so here we are, you know, that I'm going straight down, and all of a sudden it goes from warm water to just freezing. It was just like, instant cold, which I didn't realize there's different temperatures, different layers of water.
Oh, yeah. In confidence that you're not alone.
Incontinent?
In confidence.
In confidence. Oh, no. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Come back.
And so all of a sudden, when I hit that cold water, I just felt like there's something that said to me, sharks are watching you. It was just weird, you know?
I'm aware now. Okay.
I'm like, the devil's down here, man. It's like the sharks knew because you just get, you're looking and you can't, you go to, your vision goes to a certain point and then it kind of fades off. And that's kind of like the curtain where the shark's going to come through. So then I look over to see Pat, you know, beside me, and he's not. And then I could do that double take, you know, looking back and forth. And I finally look up. When I look up, he's at almost the surface of the water, mind you. He's a dot.
Was he queasy?
He was queasy. He was rubbing his ears because he says, oh, my ears hurt. My ears hurt. Oh, my ears. And so he was trying to rub his ear because something was in the ear, to pressurize or something like that, right?
I was equalizing.
Yeah, he was equalizing, he said. Well, I'm down here fending off sharks in this freezing cold water. Yeah, and so I was actually there all alone, diving by myself.
How could you?
Him and his knife were up there. And his ears. I mean, it was amazing. But I did go diving, and I really, really enjoyed it. You ought to do this terrifying thing, too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.